Well, the Born to Be Knight of the Red Army is just a story about a college kid from this timeline that gets dragged back into King Arthur's timeline, where he's got to learn the ways of life there and how to battle. And during all that, he receives some power from this army that he ends up leading an army to defend a palace.
Nice. That's really cool. Now, where was your inspiration for the book? And how long have you been writing for?
I've always written. Even during high school, I would jot down little stories here and there. I've just had an imagination. So there was really no inspiration for this. I started to write and then realized, hey, this is going to look good. And I just kept on going, and where she ended up.
Right on. So now, anything new in the works after your new release?
I do have another book that I'm going through the edit process right now myself. And when this book sells, or when it looks like it's selling, I will talk to the publisher and get the second one released.
We're looking forward to hearing more about that. But for now, did you have like a favorite moment when you were writing Born to Be Knighted?
Just when I'm probably about halfway through the book, I just got right into almost picturing the story itself. I could see it flowing, and I was just hoping my fingers were going as fast as my mind was.
Yeah, right on. So if you had a message for any kind of young authors here in our community about, like, you know, what inspired you to write your book, what would you say to a young author?
Don't stop trying and let your imagination soar, because you never know what it will come up with.
Where can we find your book? Where can our community pick up Born to Be Knighted?
Right now it's on Amazon. You can get a digital copy or paperback. Barnes & Noble, the Chapters Indigo have a digital copy. And there is Kindle and Kobo and even Google Books, and Apple iTunes has it now.